Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we are back here on Football Sunday, and wouldn't you know it, ESPN milking those advertising dollars, baby, right now.
Nice Billy Idol.
Yeah, right now I'm seeing something for Align yogurt tablets to help with your gut health.
I hate that.
I'm sure they're delicious.
Hey, I'm sure there's a lot of people right now that are going through some indigestion, wondering if their team's going to make it, what they're going to be seated as, you know. I don't blame him. I might need an Align tablet right now.
Yeah, guess who's not, though? Anybody in the state of Oregon. I think they're good. I think there's no real worry about where they're going to play the first round. Oh, yeah, that's right.
No, not at all. So Oregon won. I think it would probably be safe to say that Georgia will be 2?
That's what we're hearing, I think.
Yeah, Georgia 2. And then it's just a matter of, yeah, where do you put the the ACC, do you put Arizona State as the 3?
Yeah, I think so.
I think you have to. I mean, if it's between Arizona State and Boise State, like.
Well, again, do you give Clemson the 3 and then Arizona State the 4?
Any combination of those is fine because you don't want to put a Mountain West school. Sorry to the UNLV running Rebels.
No
to the Boise
taken.
State Broncos, but you don't want to put a Mountain West school in the situation where they're getting a bye. Their schedule is not strong enough. And I'm so confused. I guess I didn't really understand this, but I'm not alone. A lot of people are kind of confused by the college football playoff ranking rules. I didn't think a Mountain West school, even the conference champion, was able to even get a first round bye. I kind of thought they were more included in like the at-large bids because that's kind of the level of maybe what their schedule is, and we just assumed that going in, but we were all proven wrong this
and
year.
Also, remind you, the removal of the Pac-12 basically made it easier for you to tell a school like Boise State from the Mountain West to be able to get in. Honestly, like if the Pac-12 were still around, that champion would clearly be the one that would be there, and then the Mountain West team would be an at-large bid. But yeah, but the only way for a Mountain West team to sincerely secure a bye is they have to go undefeated.
Yeah,
that's going to be the only way in the future that a Mountain West team is going to be able to make it in, like with no problem, is win your Mountain West championship and go undefeated.
Yes. Also, to go back onto that SMU Alabama at large thing, because for God's sakes, I hope that ESPN is about to start announcing some of these rankings, which I believe they're doing right now. Alabama. Or SMU, the committee said, we're not going to punish teams for losing a conference championship game. If that's the case, I mean, SMU's got to be in then. You can't punish them to be like, well, you should have won that game, and now we're going to give it to Alabama. And Alabama being rewarded for beating an Auburn team at the end of the year and then Citadel School for the Blind after losing to Oklahoma.
Derek Zoolander, Center for Kids Who Can't Read Good, and like, you don't get rewarded for that, I don't think, just because you're Alabama. That's just me personally.
The rankings have begun.
Breaking news, guys.
Oregon is number one.
Breaking freaking news.
Shocker, at 13-0, the only undefeated team remaining in the country. They are number one seed in the college football playoff bracket. And the number two seed goes to the Georgia Bulldogs.
Man.
At 11-2 after they beat Texas last night in the SEC championship game, in an overtime SEC championship game.
Will Ortner was teasing me that Georgia was going to get a number one seed over Oregon. Not really. Like, obviously, it was a joke, but...
I was going to say, there's no way he was serious.
No, we were messing with each other.
Thank God.
Then I was, you know, kind of going back at him being like, oh, I could hear the justification. Well, you know, Georgia's worst two losses are actually better than Oregon's worst win.
Let's look at the strength of schedule, too.
So, yeah, we need to, you know, see what conference that... No, shut up. But it is pretty funny. Even, I know they have beaten Texas, but... Even after two losses, to see them as the number two seed.
All right, and they're about to announce the number three seed because, again, it comes down to these three conference championship champions,
Arizona State, Boise State,
and Clemson, and Boise State gets the three seed. Wow. So Boise State, they come in as the ninth-ranked team, but that is the third-highest-ranked conference champion. So Boise State will get a first-round bye in the college football playoff.
I love it. Go Mountain West.
It could be an Oregon v. Boise State national championship.
I'm down.
Just think about that.
Hey, sign me up. But Boise State, I mean, kudos to them. Kudos to their season. Kudos to Ash and Genty for putting the team on his back. Shout out to Dirk Cutter, too. Former Tampa Bay head coach, now OC at Boise State. Couldn't even tell you who their head coach is, but I can't tell you who the head coach is of the fourth-ranked team, and that is Kenny Dillingham and the Arizona State Sun Devils. They will get a first-round bye. Unbelievable. What a season for the Sun Devils. I said yesterday, I tweeted it out, at JoeFish3, F-I-S-C-H, that Kenny Dillingham taking Arizona State to the conference championship game, winning it, and now getting a first-round bye in the first 12-team playoff is one of the most impressive coaching performances I have ever seen in my life, considering how he inherited that team after the mess Herm Edwards and that staff left him with. Just absolutely unreal.
And I want to say they were picked to finish
dead 10th, last.
You know, last, you know, in the Big 12, and here they are from the Pac-12, two teams from the Pac-12, first-round byes for the first-ever playoff, you know. Hey, man, well, I guess the Pac-12 wasn't that bad, right?
No. Arizona State, they are the, I think they might have messed up the graphic or something like that, because it says they're they're ranked 12th, but it has them two spots behind Boise State. I would die if ESPN did mess up. Do you see what I'm looking at right there?
No, I see exactly what you're looking at. Yeah. So what's the 10th ranked team? 11?
Where's 11?
Math.
No, you don't need 11. That's not the point. Because the CFP rankings are not the top 12 rankings.
That's true.
That's why that makes sense.
So, like, Clemson is ranked 16th, but because they are the last conference champion, they get the 12th seed. So whoever Clemson goes up against, which will be the number 5 seed, which we would assume is probably going to be Texas. You're going to probably be looking at a Clemson-Texas first-round matchup at the 12-5. But Clemson is your last conference champion, so they get seeded in as the lowest seed possible at number 12. So now it's just finding out what, I guess, 5 through 11 is now at this point.
And this is interesting because we will see who will play Oregon here coming up in, what, about 3 minutes, I think?
If they
reveal it in order.
Number 3 ranked team, but the best at-large team is Texas at number 5. So Texas-Clemson will be your first-round matchup that will be played at Texas. So the Clemson Tigers taking on the Texas Longhorns in the 5 versus 12 matchup. The winner of that will go on to take Arizona State. That will be the... Were you throwing your hands up because of the UNLV head coach, Barry Odom?
Oh, I mean, can't get nothing to last over there, man.
Yeah, breaking news in the middle of this playoff reveal. UNLV head coach, Barry Odom, going to Purdue. So there
oh,
you
wow.
go there.
Wow.
I saw Rashad throw his hands up. I was like, they didn't even reveal anything yet. And then on the bottom ticker.
You can't have nothing so nice sorry, in Vegas, man.
There goes the running Rebs with back-to-back 10-win season. Sorry about that.
Do you see Texas's celebration compared to all the others? That was so funny.
Not amused.
Golf clap.
Yeah, they're in the cafeteria eating.
It's a hard day for Texas. Tough day. Like after last night's game, and then you have to. I'm pretty sure you're forced to go to the cafeteria and do this right now. You're already pissed off because you could have been, playing in the first bowl game. So that's crazy.
Penn State gets the sixth seed. After losing to the Ducks in the Big Ten championship game, they are ranked fourth, but they are the second at-large team. So they come in at number six. So depending on who they are, that would be the 11th seed that they're going to be playing. So this could be the SMU or Alabama, I believe. At large bid here that they might be revealing next.
Yes,
they,
V11. Yeah,
they might be tabling that for the end. They might want to save the
That's
going to
be
for,
the big surprise.
Last, yeah, I don't know if they're going to show this just yet. But Penn State, whoever they play, it will be at Penn State, and that will go to the winner of that will go to Boise State. Yeah, they're not showing who that last at large team is, so they skipped to number seven, Notre Dame. Notre Dame is the next at-large team behind Penn State, and whoever they end up facing will go on to take on Georgia in the next round. But Notre Dame will host a playoff game. They are the number five ranked team, but number seven in the rankings. So they will take the seventh seed, and the whoever they end up facing here that they will reveal here in a second will go up against Georgia in the quarterfinals. Nice little finish to Notre Dame's season after losing to Northern Illinois early in that season.
Yeah, that was their only real, obviously their only slip up, you know, of the season. Without that win, maybe they're a five seed, you know, at the very least or very most so.
And here's what Oregon fans are waiting to see is what that 8-9 matchup is going to be. And the first team is revealed, number eight. Is Ohio State.
Not a surprise there.
So Ohio State, the number eight team, and then they will probably show the number nine team next, which all roads to lead to Tennessee. Rocky Top at this point is who we believe is going to get that number nine seed. Nice for Ohio State and Tennessee. I mean, they just didn't even have to do anything this week, and they get seeds.
That's huge.
Same with Notre Dame, though, in a sense, right? They just had to just sit and wait, but they took care of their business at 11-1. I mean, besides Boise State, Notre Dame is the only other one-loss team in all of this. But we have three slots remaining in the college football playoff bracket, the first 12-team bracket ever. And so it comes down to Tennessee. Again, coming, they're probably going to get this nine seed that they'll reveal here in a second, which they just have. So it will be Ohio State versus Tennessee, and that game will be played at Ohio State. The winner of Ohio State, Tennessee will take on Oregon. So those are your two potential matchups for the Oregon Ducks in the quarterfinals.
I will never root so hard for Ohio State in my life.
And I feel like real quickly, maybe we do it after they reveal these last two spots. Why you need to, or you need to share why you are not a Tennessee fan.
Oh, not a problem, man.
But Oregon will either take on Ohio State, a rematch from the Big Ten matchup earlier this year, or they will take on Tennessee in the quarterfinals, which I am going for that matchup. I want to see them play as many great teams as possible one season en route to a national championship. I want to see them take on an SEC team just to have also that feather in their cap of beating an SEC team in the college football playoffs and in this 2024 season. But that will be their potential matchup, either Ohio State or Tennessee. And again, they have said that is a Rose Bowl game that will be.
So now look at the potential path to a championship for Oregon. At least in my mind, this seems to be the hardest way to go. You're looking at if you win over Tennessee or Ohio State, Texas or Arizona State. And then, you know, facing in the championship, possibly Georgia.
Just dismissing Dabo, huh?
I don't think Clemson's going to get it done against Texas. Sorry, yes, I am absolutely dismissing Dabo. But Oregon would have to play a Tennessee, possibly, then a Texas, then a Georgia to get the Natty. Are you freaking kidding me?
Welcome to the 12-team playoff.
Wow.
And welcome to the 12-team playoff. Indiana, the Indiana Hoosiers, who I forgot, another one-loss team after the amazing season that Kurt Cignetti and the Hoosiers had there. They get the 10 seed and will be taking on Notre Dame in Notre Dame, in South Bend, Indiana. That is the 7-10 matchup. The winner of that game will go on and take on Georgia, which I'm trying to remember what all the bowl games are and everything, like for the quarterfinals. I don't know if they've, I'm guessing that will be either the Peach Bowl in Atlanta or the Sugar Bowl is my guess, the quarterfinal games. And now it comes down to who are they going to give that final spot to, either Alabama or SMU, and they have to show you for the eighth time during this broadcast their resumes before, and I'm going to guess that they're going to go back to the panel. And they're going to ask all of them their opinions.
They're going to ask Nick Saban what he thinks.
And do you think we get another commercial break in here?
Of course.
Ooh, from ESPN.
What time is it? Oh, they might go to a break for...
I don't know. They went straight back to the graphic of the bracket. They might just reveal it here. But
there we go.
There is only one spot
Roll
left.
Tide.
Who is going to play Penn State? Who is the final at-large bid in the college football playoff, the 12-team field? The winner of that game is going to be... meet Boise State in the quarterfinal round. The suspense is killing me. I can't take it. I am waiting for the Alabama A to show up. I think they're going to do it.
They're absolutely going to do it.
I think they're going to screw SMU here, and they're going
to
put
the fact that they haven't had to put a graphic up about it. Should it be SMU or Alabama? Kind of let you know, like, okay, we know where this is going
to
go.
I swear to God, after what SMU did last night, coming back in that game and almost winning and giving themselves a chance against Clemson. I mean, like, they were literally, oh, my God, they give it to SMU.
They do the right thing.
SMU gets the final at-large bid over Alabama, and the college football playoff committee does the right thing.
No. No.
Yes, yes.
And no. Holy
That is James
S.
Franklin, by the way. So
I cannot believe they actually did it. They have a soul. They have a heart. They have a brain. And Alabama is the first team out, Miami the second team out, and the SMU Stangs are going to take on Penn State in the first round, and the winner of that game will take on Boise State. But our 12-team bracket is official. It is the first 12-team bracket in college football FBS history, and it is Oregon, Georgia, Arizona State, Boise State with your first round byes, and then your matchups are SMU, Penn State, Indiana, Notre Dame, Ohio State, Tennessee, and then Clemson, Texas.
Look how pissed Kirk and Nick look.
Oh, I'm sure
they're
all...
Look how pissed they are.
Well, and don't forget, what's his nuts?
Kalen DeBoer, new head coach at Alabama?
The former quarterback of Alabama. No, that they have on there, Greg McElroy.
Oh, yeah? Oh, McElroy's on there?
Yeah.
Yeah, look at the very right.
Yeah,
I mean, guys, that is insane to me.
I can't believe they did it.
Alabama beat Missouri. Alabama beat Georgia this season.
Oh, listen to the Alabama honk over here. Listen to this.
I'm not a honk! I get that Tennessee beat them, but... yikes. Yeah. I guess they... You know what? I guess I do... I do find it good that we live in a world where SEC teams don't get this handed to them. Let's
also
say that.
This is also, I mean, a direct result of you losing that Oklahoma game.
Yeah.
That was one of the biggest indictments of your season. And if that maybe happens earlier in the season, it's enough time for people to forget and for you to build up goodwill where you're like, look how we've played these last 4, 5, 6 weeks. Losing to that Oklahoma team this
year. And only
year,
scoring three.
Dude, that is such an indictment on this team. But I really can't believe that they made the right call. I mean, SMU, they are they lost one game in the regular season. Alabama lost three. Also look at it that way. Like, try to take the two-loss aspect out of their record, because one of those was just last night in a last-second field goal against Clemson in an ACC championship game. Try and take that part out of it. And the committee said, we're not going to punish teams that have a loss in a conference championship game. And they stuck to it, and they include SMU. Alabama is not in it. I just can't believe they did it. I really can't.
I'm really, really happy as a football fan, because we're often used to seeing Big Brother Alabama just kind of get handed, or really any whatever the flavor of the month is from Georgia or from the SEC that kind of gets handed that spot because the SEC is so competitive and everything. So I'm happy to see that they let SMU compete, let them see what they can do. What if SMU, I mean, I'm knocking on faux marble here, but what if they're able to make it to the championship? I don't think it's going to happen, but shoot, man, they put themselves in a position to potentially, you know, we've seen crazier things happen in the playoffs. So,
well, how about this? Let's take a break and let's do our brackets. We do it during March Madness. I guess it's a December debacle. What do we call this now? Well, if there's March Madness, is it December debacle? Is it January? What's something that starts with a GA? That is a synonym for madness. We'll come up with a name during the break. The January jaunt.
That's kind of light madness.
Sounds like a dance from the 50s.
All
right, everybody.
The January jaunt.
Do the January jaunt.
It's better than January jingle. So I don't know.